What's up, K-State Nation? The Purple Project Podcast continues here this week as the Kansas State football team here getting set here in another day to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. You're going to hear more of that in my next recap from the KU game, obviously, which will be up. I'll also talk about the West Virginia game coming up as well. What a big opportunity that is for K-State in a game that K-State should, quote-unquote, should win. So we'll see what happens there. But again, I'll reiterate that on the next episode, football episode of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. But for now, this focuses on course star quarterback Skylar Thompson. For the second time in as many years, K-State senior quarterback Skylar Thompson is one of 20 semifinalists for the Jason Witten Collegiate Man of the Year Award. The awards committee announced yesterday, back on Wednesday, so I'm recording this on Veterans Day. And oh, by the way, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans who have served this country and to those who are continuing to serve as well. If you're Army, Navy, Air Force, we appreciate your service, putting your well-being, your lives on the line at risk for this country. We really appreciate that, especially from Purple Nation, K-State Nation. The award is the first college football honor to focus primarily on a player's leadership, both on and off the field. In addition to Thompson's two semifinalist honors, K-State's Dalton Reisner was one of three finalists for this award back in 2018. Thompson is one of three semifinalists from the Big 12 this year, joining Oklahoma's Patrick Fields and Texas Tech's Tony Bradford Jr. Thompson's personal story is well documented, obviously, including a first-person story he wrote in May back a couple years ago, back in 2019. He is heavily involved with Big Brother, Big Sisters here, right here in the Little Apple here in Manhattan, Kansas, being paired with his little for 4 years now. Additionally, Thompson was one of the driving forces behind the team's involvement with Gunnar Reed, who suffered from heart defects with a birth and went through nearly 40 surgeries. My goodness. Thompson, along with head coach Chris Kleiman and multiple members of the K-State football team, often had Zoom sessions with Gunnar, who they called G-Man, to keep his spirits up. He was also an honorary member for the K-State's 2021 signing class. On the field, Thompson is a three-time team captain who ranks in the top 10 in 15 different K-State categories. He has started 37 career games, the most by K-State quarterback. You got to go back to 1990. While 22 career wins as a starter is tied for the first by a K-State quarterback since 1990. He could pass that with a win over West Virginia on Saturday. Entering play this week, speaking of West Virginia, Thompson is ranked 5th in the nation this season in passing per yards attempt. You got to go back to almost 10 yards. 7th in completion percentage, 71%. 10th in passing efficiency, 21st in yards completion. He's thrown for over 200 yards in each of the last five games. The longest streak by a Wildcat. You got to go back to, while I was in school, Jake. Well, this is my final year. Actually, no, it was not. Yeah, this was before Jake. This is Jake Guard's senior year, actually. Did it in 14 straight games. This was during my senior year, 2013 and 2014 seasons. Three finalists for the Jason Witten Collegiate Man of the Year will be named next month, Wednesday, December 15th. The winner will be announced at the awards ceremony down in Frisco, Texas, in a couple of months. Next year, February 17th, 2022. Next year, 2022, is right around the corner as well. And obviously, K-State, three games in a row, looking to make it four against West Virginia, a team that they have not beaten since Neil Brown taking over at West Virginia. Again, the whole Neil Brown factor that me and especially my co-host Alex Ayton has talked about really over the last, several months on the podcast. We'll see if K-State on Saturday, led by Skylar Thompson, can finally get over this hump and beat West Virginia. They should have beat them 2 years ago. Didn't do it. That was a game that, again, I know K-State fans and other folks are tired of me and I'm saying this, but that's a game they should have won. And now we're 2 years later, removed from that West Virginia game. Obviously, we got blown out last year in Morgantown against West Virginia. You got the same team that's been really inconsistent, a West Virginia team, and you don't know what you're going to get from them, and you don't know what you're going to get from K-State at home. They should have beat Iowa State, or really should have played much better against them, which they laid an egg. So, God, I want these 11 o'clock games are really, really tricky. And last year was the 11 o'clock game in Morgantown, which obviously different circumstances, no Skylar Thompson. And we all know what happened there. So hopefully these guys have come out motivated somehow and carry that momentum. If they can do that, West Virginia's, for whatever reason, it's always a tough game against them, but right now, we're winning ball games right now, and West Virginia is fluctuating up and down, and we'll see. And this is another chance, this stretch of games here, and we saw what happened to Baylor last week against TCU, falling to them. Again, that's going to be in my KU recap. You just don't know. The opportunity is there. The opportunity is there for K-State here to continue to improve their bowl standing. They have an opportunity here to do something. So, K-State, 6-3. They're going to be taking on West Virginia, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 11 a.m. Saturday. So, we'll see what happens there. For those of you K-State fans won't be able to attend, the game will be on FS1, 11 a.m. kickoff. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. You know what to do there on that. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon. I believe we're on Odyssey as well. Folks, we're getting a day closer to K-State taking back on the gridiron again, following their blowout win pretty much against their, whatever you want to call them rivals from our east from us. For right now, I'm going to put a pin on it for now. Eddie Greer, Skylar Thompson, back in the conversation for the Jason Witten Award at the end of the season. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!